Okay, until the Oilim come in, we'll just a little bit of Chazorah. I think we're holding by number four, right? Shin number four. Okay. Lemaisa. Yesterday we discussed the following situation. Okay, not to go through all the Nyonim again, but it's important to remember we had a situation of Chasa, right? It comes out sometimes by Niklap, it sometimes comes out by Megillah Chasa. Yeah, you can chip it off with your fingernail, you can chip it off with your finger, whatever it may be. I just want to be Masbir again. Very, very important, right? There are two different types of psulim when it comes to the Esrei. We've spoken about this, a kama pa'omim. It's kedai to say it again, that there are two psulim. There's a psul of chasa, and there's a psul of hadar. Hadar, as we've explained, is a din in what we call nice. Hadar is that, right? It's hadar. And mimeda, what does that mean? It means it's possible all 7 days. That's the psul of hadar. Masha'eng in the psul of chasar, for whatever reason we can't go into right now, because it's a shine in the Gemara, is possible all of Yontav. All 7, or in Chutzlar, it's 8 days. So maybe you have to machalik sometimes between what we have a chasar and a hadar. No, again, if it's possible as hadar, it's not the whole days. If it's chasar, it's only the first day. Right? Come on, that's what I said before, I switched. Again, klar, right? Hodor is all of Yontov, Chasor is only 1 day. Now, we spoke about this yesterday, we've got to be chipping off with the fingernails, if you chip off a little bit, how much has to come off? We spoke about the 3 layers of the peels, and all these sorts of shayas which come up mamish all the time. One last thing, again, we mentioned this before, but it's kedai to mention it again, there's a mabit that we mentioned, we keep on mentioning the Heilige Mabit, in Chelik Gimel Simon Mendes, that says, and this is Rabbi said, this is Meisim Bechol Yoyim before Yom Tov. It's you guys, and everyone goes to the Rav, and they say, Rav, I found the black dot. Right? It's the first thing the Rav just looks, and he says, I don't know, where's the black dot? See, if you have to show it to the Rav already, says Kenzan, it's not really a black dot, and Mabit says, you have to hold it by what normal people, you know, like the Chazan Ish we spoke about, is not a stackless, you probably have to hold it 30 centimeters away, and Mamela, 30 centimeters is normally the amount that people hold it, and Mamela doesn't need a stackless, and the Chazan Ish would say that. Now, very important, I don't know if we mentioned this last time, if you only see it with a magnifying glass, we spoke about Doruch HaShulchan, and the Machlokes with Moshe, and there's some karelitz about it, or Belemais, if you only see the magnifying glass, what's the pshat? The etzim it's kosher. Oba, if you see something on the esuv, but you're not sure what it is, and when you take the magnifying glass, you see it's takir a black dog, so then even the mabit will be maskin that it's a problem. Why? Because the magnifying glass only is mavari to me what the metzias was mitzchilasai. It happened to be that my eye wasn't 100% sure, but maybe I brought it closer to my eye, could say that it's 100% good. Right? And that's again very, very kosher. Often, all the time, I sit there, I see that's what they do. They push it, they show it, that it's a black dog, he looks at that. It's not a black dog, oh, sometimes you can't even see it. And he's showing that one over there, and the Rav's looking, what are you, a brisket, like kosher, like, what are you doing over here? I don't find it bechlal. It's kosher, the mahajan. Now, people that think it's only a Hidur, no. If you can't see it bechlal, it's 100% kosher. Let's move on, we'll have to finish Esrog today. The Mishnah tells us, and I think we started this yesterday, if I remember correctly, I don't remember exactly, but I think we're holding over here. There's a Mishnah that says, in Olav HaGozel, Esrog HaOgel Kegadur is possible. Right? It's possible. As I pass in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Sittu Tres, Tofish Mem Ches, it's about the 100% possible. What's the reason why it's possible? So Levush says one reason, it's not the Derech. This is not a Derech of an Esrog. That's Ogur Gagadah, that asked Daniel. Daniel told me, Mamish, a few minutes ago, that when he went to the paradise, he himself saw so many of these type of things, you find them Keseda. People sometimes like them. You have to know what's considered to Gadu. The Levush said it's not the Derech. There's a Rav Shulchan Aruch, and there's an Aruch HaShulchan that says it's not a Tzura of the Esrog. That's the reason why it's possible. Now, we have to know that this possible over here applies only when it's Mamish like a Gagadah. For example, these two pictures over here, I personally showed last week to Agoyim with Israel Orbach Shlita. I took the laptop, I opened it up, put it in front of him, he was a little bit, you know, what are you showing me? Said, I picked it up, I got two Esrogim. I took these pictures myself, and I told him I found these two Esrogim, what's the halacha? So he told me, both of these are 100% kosher. Aye, it looks a little bit like a golf ball. Then he told me, the biggest story you guys have to know. When you're looking for an Esrog to make sure it's not Ogul Kekata, as the Mishnah. If it's round and ganzen, over the choytim, which is the mokum where we said that the pitten comes from, is sticking out, and it slides towards it, and that's not a chelik of the round, the mayor of its kosher. Israel told me that Ogul Kekata, the Mishnah, is like you see here. is where it's in Gansen round, and maybe a tiny spitz on the top as a little choytim and a little pitim over there. Of a be'etzim, the whole thing is round. Masha'ingen over here, it's rounded, but it's not in Gansen, including the pitim round. And maybe that's why Paskin to me, that's about to going to be kosher. Now, there's another type of puzzle to Esrug, right? The Shulchan Aruch Tovish Memches Sif Yud Tes talks about this type of Esrug, that you actually molded it into a shape. I had this by me one time. I had Baruch Hashem when I was a bocha. I had a beautiful, beautiful Esrug that I found for very, very cheap. And I showed it around to people, and someone said to me, it's not shayek, this is 100% kosher, it's molded. It was made in a mold, in a tfus, and he tied it to me, it's possible. Now, obviously, the person that told me that didn't know the halacha, he never learned topish memches sikyut tes. There's a state over there in the halacha, that if you make it into a mold, when's it possible? Only if you change the tzur of the esrog to look like a totally different type of esrog. Or if you change it and you make it look like an esrog, even better than a vada, it's kosher. Now, this one over here is a vada shayla of psul, but again, it would be a gavaldiga esrog, but there's kamat no chaitim on the top over there. About some, these are not the shaylas that most of you are going to get. You're not going to see any of these esrogim, because someone like Choshiva Daniel over here has gone already sifted through the esrogim, right? And taken out all the garbage ones, and then they put the good ones, right? Very good. Lom again, baita. What's the size of an esrog? So, Mishnah we know, Machlokes, Reb Meir Oimer, okay, guys, Reb Yehuda Oimer Kibetza. Right? Now, how do we measure this? So normally, it doesn't go by weight. It goes by volume. Now, let me just, I want to go back a second. Momish, a second. You know what? Let's continue, because we've got a lot to do. Let's go with the size. Let's momish go with the size. I'm just trying to be a sadder because I realize that Yom Tov is coming and we're pushing well away from our target. We've got a lot to do. Right, where are we holding? Okay. Good. Okay, good. Machlek is in the Mishnah. I better we go by volume, not by weight. The only thing is, we don't to work out the volume is pretty difficult. And maybe the Mishnah Berurah says about it, we have to paskin like the shita of Rebbe Yehuda. We paskin like it has to be an egois and egg, right? You might say you have to be careful to make sure sometimes they're medama one to the other. Mamish like a walnut, sometimes mamish like an egg. You can buy these kleiner, smaller little sroigim. I think we saw these in the bag the other day. The Mishnah said that is a shayla. How much does it have to weigh? And weighing is sometimes just a hechatimsa to get to the correct volume. The Mishnah Berurah holds beikka beitz is 50 grams. A pichazin ish. I wanted to say is 100 grams. You should take two. Whatever. We're not going to get into too much the shayla. Since again, most of the shayla you get of vada are going to be kosher without any shayla whatsoever. Is there a hiddur to get a big esrog? So I'm sure the owner remembers the Mishnah. Right, Simcha? What's that? The Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you get such a huge esrog that it takes two hands to hold it, what's the track of the Mishnah? Kosher. It's kosher. That's another show that the Halacha deals with at the end of Tovish Mechaz. We've got time to be back in it. What? It's a Faken Abay Zay. The Olim knows the Mugin Avram in Hilchus. Chanukah. Shemi Rachim. Oh, you guys don't know the Mugin Avram knows Chanukah. Wait till we get to Lulav. You know what? I'm gonna save that surprise for Lulav. That's unbelievable. Mamish, unbelievable. Bekitzel La Halacha. There is a hitter of Pisa Boskin that they want to say that about a person should try. Again, to get a big one, not as big as this, that you have to hold up your shoulder over a nice geschmacker esrog, as opposed to a little kleiner ball over there that a lot of people sometimes tend to use. Lama gain weiter. Okay, the last thing before we start Lulav Avosai is as follows. The Mishnah Berurah Ba'arichus goes that there's mukovim that we have as grafted esrogim. And the Mishnah Berurah Mamish Ba'arichus talks about this. And he says that a person should chas v'sholem buy an esrog from anyone that he goes to. He finds some stand in the middle of the Gaula over there, and some guy selling beautiful esrogim. Do not buy from him. As always, the psak in the Chovetz Chaim. Soif sim topesh memches. What's the pshat? Zug the Mishnah, you've got to buy from Yerushalayim. Otherwise, it's going to be grafted. I want to tell you guys the Metzias. Grafted means it was off. I'll tell you that now. Let me explain what grafted means, and I'll tell you Metzias. The boy said, Mamash, blow you away. The Metzias is like this. Yadua. An esrog is a very shvacha tree, very shvacha fruit. Horaya, a mold before they came up with all the wonderful patents of putting the sprays and all the powders, the pitims always fell off. Always the pshat poshet, because an esrog be'etzem is a very shvacha fruit. A lemon, on the other hand, or any other citrus fruit, is a shtaka fruit, right? So what they decided to do one day, many years ago, in the times even before the Mishnah Berurah, they decided, you know, we'll graft them together. We'll take a bit of lemon, a bit of esrog, put them in one tree, we'll come up with the most unbelievably strong and beautiful Esrogim. And that's what they did. That's something called Murkav. Now I have to tell you guys, obviously, I checked this up with one of the biggest Bikim in Esrogim, and he was maskim to this Mitzis, which is the Maisa of Pliatsuma. I'm not going to be married in it. And he found it like this. 95% of all of our Esrogim that you ever saw in your life are all Murkav. 95%. What's the shadow of the other 5%? I'm not going to discuss it right now. Not again. Not even going to invite him. So, of course, the Mishnah Berurah raised before us. Number one, your essence requires a hechsher. That's why you'll find a lot of people on the box, on the place where you buy it, have a tudah. Check it to make sure it's beseder. Number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, buy from a Yerushamayim. Buy from someone you trust, someone you know, someone the shaykhs, or a group of people that got together and did something. And therefore, maybe you know what you're buying. Don't just say, I'm going to one stand and buy whatever you want. Just like when you want to buy yourself something gishmat, like a phone or a camera. You don't just go to some guy on the street who's selling it. Maybe from China, it's going to break in 2 days. You go to a hushka shop. You want to get a receipt, you want to get a guarantee. So just like you do that with the gas mask, you know, the rachli is oichet. I want to tell you something that's going to shock you. Oh, but it shocked me also. Zuk Mishwein Zalman is a new Mitzias. Grafting so much, again, it's a shayla. What's the shayla now that it's a grafting? Why is it 95%? Because all the esrogim they ever had were grafted. So made all the esrogim now, the grandchildren of that esrogim. So the vita grafted. Well, it's a shayla that locha, they got to be making shachyada, which we haven't got time to go into, but by two bishvat. Okay, now. They came up with a patent. What's the patent? They put lemon trees, lemon orchards, and citrus fruit orchards right next to the Esrogim. And I have to tell you, Rabbi said, I ate this myself. When I tried to find the paradise that I went to get these pictures, we push it, met. This was an orange one, this was a lemon one, all over the place. And we got like, why did we duck here? This is the terrace. So, you know what they did? Listen to the lambdas. They put it right next to one another. What does it mean? The bees, right, that collect the pollen from the flowers, and they're still young, they take the flowers from the lemon, and they go and exchange it with the one of the esrog. It's the metzius of the bees. So, Mishloim Zalman, that is possible. It's called Merkav. I, the bees, didn't know me, so what? That Rav Avadi Yosef was a massive shul with the 400 rye that is wrong, and Rav Elazar Zatzal taka pastas this way, and maybe you don't have to be choshesh for that. But other mukavim, you have to be careful. So again, you buy with a hechsher. What are the simonim that you have to look out for? And again, these are simonim that are not a foolproof, but it's good. Shaila, I told you, I definitely told you, I'm not getting into it now. There are three main simonim that if you look out for these simonim, you know kamat zicha that you have not got a mukav. Again, they're not foolproof. Sometimes it doesn't work. Simon number one. A Murkav is normally smooth. As we know, now we understand it comes from an orange or a lemon. An orange or lemon is smooth. So Mamela, they get them more smooth. So if it's very, very smooth, Yesh Lecha She'ilah. Number two, the stem sticks out. The only remembers when we discussed Ukkots. There are two types of stems. One that stuck out, one that went inside. This one over here, or the Murkav, always sticks out. Again, not a Raya brewer. Number three, a very thin peel. Again, it's not such a Raya for us. And therefore, it's not enough gemini because you're not going to start cutting your esrog in half. Now, what's the reason why a mukav is actually a problem? In other words, what's the baya? So that makes a lemon with an esrog. So what, some boys can want a tainer, that's a shaylem chasa. Huh, you haven't got a whole esrog here. You've only got a chenik of an esrog. That's a shaylem chasa. Right? Who says that? The Taz. Another shaylem. So the mogen avon, it's a shaylem enemina. You mixed min and enemina together. You're going to have a problem. Right? The levush is another reason. So the levush, you did an aveira with this zach. You simply can't do a mitzvah with it. Okay, so those are most of the simonim. There are other simonim as well. The gabi, the smell. Smell is different. There's other simonim, the gabi, the seeds. We're not going to go at the gatel. Some of you show me say it's also a raya, it's not more good. Many, many rayas. We're not going to go into it right now. Now, what's that? Oh, that's something else. It comes with a yichud. That's not, I told you, these simonim are not always foolproof. Sometimes we have one, not the other. Haraya. Zubtach sam soifa. I don't like these simonim. Why not? Because they're not mentioned in Shas. We have no makor. The Be'alacha says if you have two of them, you can make a bracha on it. That's okay. Right? Sorry? We had last time, remember the ukkots at the bottom? Yeah. Sometimes they stick out on the outside of the esrog, sometimes they're immersed inside. Okay. One of the simonim is that it sticks out. Okay, let me get back to what you say. So again, most posts can hold. Again, these are the bad simonim. Smooth, stem sticks out, they look very carefully at your esrog to make sure it's got that. Okay. Let me get weiter. I don't think anything missed out on Esrog. Let's move on. Boisei Baruch Hashem. Ah, this is, you have to remember there are many sugim of Esrogim that are in the market right now. The Mishnah Berurah by Riches talks about the Halik Yanav Esrogim, the Yanav Esrogim, the Yanav Esrogim. Kamabah Omen, the Mishnah Berurah says that these ones of a Yichus, you buy Yanav, nothing more to talk about, right? You'll find that a lot of Hasidim will take a makbid on this. Chazon Ish, I'm not going to mention all of them now because I'm not Negeah, but I want to mention this Chazon Ish. The Olam knows that one time the Chazon Ish was walking in a place by Esrogim, and all of a sudden he said to him, standing next to him, he said, give me that Esrog. It's not Sukkos now, what's going on? So he picks in the Esrog, takes it home with him. He said, we're now going to build an Esrog tree that's 100% not broken. And the Chazon, and they're called Chazon Ish Esrogim. We're going to the Shul, they tell you, the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish. You understand what they're talking about? Maybe it's the Sheikh Chazon Ish, big Chazon Ish, small Chazon Ish. No, it means that the Chazon Ish knew, and we have no idea how, that the Esrog that he picked, I think it was from Sfas, and he decided this is 100% not Morkov. They took the seeds, they gave it to Michal Yehuda Lechmitz, and the mice, they planted it, and they went bite, until Baruch Hashem, now we have thousands of Esrogim, even more than that, that go all over the world, they're called Chazon Ish, and they're Vadai not Morkov, because the Chazon Ish himself picked the Esrog and said, this is not Morkov. How he knew, we don't know. But then I say, if you buy yourself a Chazon Ish Esrog, you're zecher okay. Yeah. If you have a minik vaday, what your mishpacha do, then you should keep your minik, but you are allowed, yeah. Then we're going back to it. We're both saying we're just going to push it, have to move on.
I mean, like, take some seeds and make, like, a new tree out of, like,
you yourself, theoretically, you could, theoretically. Let's move on to my side. Lulu, ah, Moyudi, let's discuss before we start the halachas. The Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra says, a Moyudi ka Maisa Shahoyah, Mamish a Maisa. Zug the Medrash, like this. When you have two people that go into Beis Din and they both come out, how do you know who won? How do you know who's the winner? Huh? How do you know? Zug the Medrash, when the guy with the spear comes out, he's pumped. He's rather the winner. Zug the Medrash, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur Klal Yisrael are going to war, are going to din in front of the Rebbeinu Shlomo with Umas Ha'olam. And they come out after Yom Kippur, after the Chasima. How do we know who won? Says the Medrash, when you come a few days later with your lulav and your esrog out high and proud, they're the winners. So you state the Medrash. Very, very choshev, Rabbi Yisai. That's number one. Number two, Rabbi Yisai, I have to tell the oil of the Kafachayim. The Kafachayim, many places, there's a Zohar also about this. I've got time to be Meirich. The Etzem Lulav is made up of a Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. Lamed Vav, Lechoyim, it could be the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, the Lamed Vav Masechtos and Shas, and Lamed Beis, Rabbi Yisai, is we know the Torah starts with a base and ends with a Lamed, and the Mela comes out from there, that all of the Heilige Torah Mitchila Va'atzai, it's right here in the Lulav, Rabbi Yisai. Right here in Dalet Min, like the Sof of the Maril and the Medrash before. Ah, it's Mamash Lady. Let me get it right. Okay, we'll start like this. We know the Pasuk, the Makor 4. Lulav is Kapoist Morim. Kapoist Morim. And over here, unlike Esrog, the Gemara had no Sofik that a Lulav comes from a Tomo Dekel. It comes from a palm tree that produces dates. Here there's no Sofik, but the Pasuk says Kapoist Tomorrow. Now, the Shaila is like this. Does it Dafka have to have fruit or not have to have fruit? That's the Shaila. In other words, when the Pasuk says, Kapesh Tomorim, does it have to be from a place that actually produces dates or not? Zug the Chsam Sofer, Zug the Moshe Nigus Moshe, no. Even if the Lulav comes from a place that the tree doesn't produce dates, it's kosher. Why? Either the Torah says, Kapesh Tomorim, which means Tomor, or Benayim. That's telling you the sin and which tree to get it from. But it's not a Tanai in the Hechsha that's only gosh when Tomorrow come out, and the Mela, it's Mut. And that's, by the way, a lot of the Lulavon that we get are taka from trees that don't produce Tomorrow. Again, it depends on the different climates and the place where you buy them from. The Munkatcha and Minchas Eloza and Shem Shloima and other many, many big Gedoyle Hasidim will taka Magpit to only get the Lulav from a tree that produces Tomorrow. Now, it's very interesting when it comes to Lulav. What is the front and what is the back of a Lulav? So we automatically think the front is what faces us, where the spine is holding. It's faket, the Mishnah Berurah says. The front is what other people are looking at when they're seeing your lulav. The back is the spine that faces you. We always hold the lulav with the spine facing ourselves, so we can see the spine, it goes inwards, and we see the spine. That's the back of the lulav, the sun. Most people think it's the front. And what people see, when it goes slightly inwards, all the leaves, that's considered to be the front. Again, we're not going to go too much into why, that's how it goes. Now, let's explain for a minute how a lulav works, a big enough gemina. Says the Torah beginning of Tavish, Memhei, in Hilchos Lulav. How does the lulav come out? It starts, oh, we'll see like a picture like this. It starts in a tree like this next to the trunk. You've got these little sprouts over there. They start as mamish a piece of stick wood. Posh it, you break it in half, it'll be one piece of stick. Now, says the Tovaita, you take this stick and you let it grow a bit more, the leaves start forming. When the leaves start spreading out and separating, until it gets so spread out that it's like those schachtings that we have on our sukkahs. Don't spread out like that. So that's the cloud. Now we have to know this. Why am I telling you this? Because number one, the Torah says it. And if the Torah says it, it's choshev. Number two, you have to know this for Siv Aleph. That we'll get to in just a moment. Now I'm again writer. Oh, Rabbi Yisai. Oh, Rabbi Yisai. This is mamish kabbalistic. This is unbelievable. I'm going to just stop for 1 second right now. Let's just stop for 1 second. Look, we're going. I'm going. I can just guarantee you this because I've just given the same shape to someone else just now. The Olam will posh it on the floor in shock. Right. The following halacha we're going to say now is a halacha that most people don't know exists, and they don't know how chom. And even if they know it exists, they don't even know how chom it is because they're not holding in the mitzvahs. So Baruch Hashem was zeichet to be married today with one of the mamish, a massive bokeh. Got through to him. Difficult about a lulav. Unbelievable. There's something called a canary lulav. A canary, right? Sounds like a Chinese word. It's a canary lulav. Maybe this country will call it canary, loyadea. Canary lulav, right? It came to Eretz Yisrael over 100 years ago. Not a Naya Shaila, over 100 years ago, right? Now there's a big difference between a canary and a non-canary. One of the differences is it produces fruits that are unedible. Push it, not edible to be eaten. It produces fruits that are very, very sour. Number two, the lulav is slightly different. What's the halacha with a canary lulav? And I pass you on, Rabbi Yisai, to Hagoyin Morinish on Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in English Moshe, Olechayim Kelly Dan and Semikov from Gemu. So, Rabbi Moshe, I'm going to read you the lashon. Ah! La'ani astaiti poshut uboru, she'in ze mimini lulav klal. That means Rabbi Moshe is saying it's not a lulav, it's a broomstick! It's poshut not even a lulav! Va'av piti evet eim yotzen moi! Those people that plant them, Hichshilu as a rabbin, the mash on the rabbin. And he said, Ramosha chooses words. I don't think I ever, in all the tshuvas that I saw in Ramosha, ever saw Ramosha acting so stark. He said, Gedolei Yisrael made mistakes on this. And those people that sell it are over nifnei iver. Ramosha paskins the halacha, it's a broomstick. 100% not a lulav. It's posel gomel. And by the way, it's not only Rav Moshe. If I have over here, it's also in the Stipler. It's also Rav Elazar Zatzal, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Chuvas van Hoggers, posel lagamri. It's not a lulav. Now you guys are probably thinking, like, okay, very, very nice. What's the nafgamina to us? No, the picture is wrong. The picture is wrong. I spoke today to a mumcha gomor in Lulavim and I asked him the following shayla. I said to him, listen, I said, I give shurim and I need to know what to tell the oilim. I have canary Lulavim that apostle gomor, right? We'll see in a minute, maybe there's a limit for us. But it's in the apostle gomor. So I said like this, I know, first perik in Ksuvas, right? So it was very perik out of Ksuvas. Shulchan Aruch, Yeri Deir, Sim, Kup, Yot. Halachas of Chazachas, Halachas of Roy. Hold the Parish. Meruva, Kup, Parish. Very good. Very simple. And that's what I say about Taka says as though anyone doesn't have to worry about it because wherever it came from the Roy, Roy Rakasha, nah, don't worry about it. He told me Chas v'Shalom to say that. They're all over the shop. Every shop sells them. And you'll never know that you're buying them because the guy who's selling them doesn't even know that they're there. He doesn't even know what canary is probably. So Amir Abu said this is probably such a Chomer Halacha because people don't even know they're buying something which Ramosha holds. And as a person, G'dayni so mamish is Posul Mahajru. Oh. Simameila, how do we tell? And we can. The Rob that I spoke to said to me, he doesn't even try. Because imagine every lulav that came to him and start checking the simonim, he would never get to whether it's nektam or whether it's nechluk or whether it's hemluk or anything else. Which is the real psunim, as they mission at the beginning of lulav agazel. So what do we do? There are certain simonim I want to give the oilam. Again, these are hard simonim sometimes. It could be you can take it to someone that knows. I'm telling you now, most people do not know these simonim, and they don't even know if they even exist. So be very careful you take it to. Now, simon number one. There's a distance between the leaves, and that is a zoi. On a regular lulav, the leaves emerge from the shedra, from the spine, quite far apart, the erech 2 to 3 centimeters one from the other. A canary one, the leaves are very much closer. they will emerge from the shedra be'erech 1 centimeter from the other. So you'll push it, see a lot more leaves. Mamish leaves flying up there. Mamish tons of leaves. Again, you have to look good at this. That's simmer number one. Simmer number two, the spine is often softer on a canary. Again, also sometimes difficult to tell. You have to know how to hold it. But the spine, the shedra, is not so stark, it's not so chazak like it is in a regular lulav. Number two, number three, a small spine. Often the shedra is very, very small, much smaller than a regular one. And the last one, which again, everybody says, also gomel for any of you to try. There's dust between the leaves, very, very small dust on a kosher lulav. There is no dust. In between the leaves of a canary lulav. So those are the simonim, which again, if you find any of them, you're gavaldik. What?
Dust is good.
If you find any of them, then you know what you're dealing with. Again, a lot of people, you have to be careful where you buy it from. At least buy with a good hersha from a Yerushamayim, and you don't have that shayla. Now, shteit in the gebar, right? We get a mamish end. The pasuk says, kapois tomorim. What does it mean, kapois tomorim? Kapois tomorim, says the gemara, means it has to be available, it has to be shayla, that you could tie something together. So that's why I wanted to explain to you why the Torah said it. The Torah said if you buy it too early, so the leaves are totally attached one to the other, it's stick, 100% possible. If you buy it too late, the leaves are totally apart, it's also a shiloh being possible. And the mayor you have to buy it in between, in which is what most of our lulavim are, is that the leaves are be'etzim separate, but they're tight close together. And that's basically what we have, right? And that's 100% going to be kosher. Why do we have to know that? Because again, it has to be like the Gemara says, it has to be shayet to do kapris tomorrow, it has to be shayet to be bound together. Now, zot da mechaber, right? Shulchan Aruch, tof, resh, mem, hei, sif, alef. Mekor, mishnah, sukkah, chof, tes, on the base. Nifridu alav is kosher. That if the leaves become separate, and they start air space in between one and the other, and this is, you can see, it's like a baldigal lulav from my son last year, is the maisa, the mishnah paskins, it's kosher. Comes on the Ramon, sif, alef, and tells us, that means there's a inachanami, this is kosher. Oh, but there's a mitzvah min amuch to make sure that the lulav is totally 100% closed and tight, which is most of the lulav that you're going to buy. And the mitzvah, most of it doesn't apply with Israel. All about one said like this: how about sometime when you hold the lulav, you shake it, or even when you hold it in your hand, the leaves start separating? Have you got the mitzvah min amuch no more? Absolutely yes. Because when you put it down on the table, it's all close together. That's the right. The further when you pick it up, or when you shake it, the leaves start separating. So in Aranami, that would be 100% still kosher and mahajin. You've got the mitzvah and the mukhar kach omar are going to Bezul Orba. And the mom is finishing. There's a yesodistic and machlokes which applies all throughout the psulim that we're going to deal with, Be'ez Hashem, in the next few shiurim. Number one, where does the psul apply? There's a psul, we'll see, of hemnuk. There's a psul of necha. There's a psul of nectar. I was kamav a kamav psulim. And then the first mishnah, another one goes, oh, where does it pass? How many have to be possible? So we have roi rishonim. Mamish roi kama, all the rishonim are holding, and as they pass in Shulchan Aruch, roi olin, that only if roi of the leaves are actually going to have a problem, then it's possible. But if roi do not, then it's kosher. As they pass in roi rishonim, as they pass in Shulchan Aruch, the svadim hold this way. As Ashkenazim go like the Ramah, which is Kamada Das Yochit, the Sarashi, and other few Rishonim that hold only the Tiyonis. In other words, we are going to only be looking at the Tiyonis. If the Tiyonis has a problem, then we're going to say the whole thing is possible. Bet Eliyahu! What is the Tiyonis? Well, it's another Chinese word, so I'll tell you like this. The Lulav, as we said, the Betzim is a tall Betzim. This is Mamish Ravon, all the Rishonim. That the Lulav leaves are Betzim two leaves. And two leaves, right, each one is two, but they're connected at the back. And they're stuck together one to the other. It's called one leaf, right? That's number one you have to know about the leaves. Number two, and again, we're mamish finishing.
Oh, yeah?
The tiomis means the middlemost leaf. That means when I have a shedra, and the shedra produces leaves on either side, I take the one, go this picture. I take the one that emerges, we'll see a much better picture in a minute. I take the one leaf that's emerging at the end of the whole shedra. All the ones on the side, I'm not looking at. I only look at the one in the middle. This one you see over here has two tiyomisim, which again is 100% kosher. You find the erev 25% of the rovim have two tiyomisim, very shkiyah. Again, kosher, but much more difficult. Because if asra more paskin, that the tiyomis has to be kosher. So if I've got two, both have to be kosher. It's much more harder to find. Because both have to be 100% kosher. Here's a better picture. Here you see the spine is going along, producing leaves on the side, and at the end there's one that continues. That's the tiyomis. said, you see people in the shuk, mamish, unbelievable, you should see, you go to the shuk, this is all you'll see. It's people who open all together, and they're looking at mamish at one leaf. What are they looking at? The tioimis. That's how you know the Sfari Ashkenazi. They look at the fact that they love that, the Kabbalah says to be machma also. Okay, we're not going to go into it. But the Maisa, we're only looking at the middle leaf. That means the middle leaf is the most choshen leaf. And by the way, be very careful. If you try and do this yourself, you might passel the whole lulav, because you don't know what the middle leaf, you'll start opening it up, it's a big problem. So give it to a mumcha, give it to someone who knows dalet minim, don't give it to any rabbi, you mustn't have to know what you're doing over here. But again, we'll stop this on Sunday through all the different psulim, but we have to know, the tioimis is the most chomer one, according to the Ramal, that's how we paskin. Anything that's possible is automatically possible to tioimis, and that be'ez Hashem, we shall see, l'chayu on Monday, be'ez Hashem.